knowing her son would speak when he was ready.
"Mom, I've been wanting to ask you something," he began haltingly, then paused.
"What?" Dory said, thinking the Seattle traffic got worse every morning. Or maybe it wasn't that the traffic got heavier, just that she got later.
"I've been thinking."
"Did it hurt?" That was an old joke of theirs, but Danny didn't have an immediate comeback the way he usually did.
"Hey, kid, this is serious, isn't it?"
Danny shrugged one shoulder in an offhand manner.
"Well, I know you love Dad and everything, but I think it's time you found me another dad."
Dory slammed on her brakes. The car came to a screeching halt at the red light as she turned to her son, eyes wide with shock. "Time I did what?" she asked incredulously.
"It's been 5 years, Mom. Dad wouldn't have wanted you to mope for the rest of your life. Next year, I'm going to junior high, and a kid needs a dad at that age."
Dory opened her mouth, searching for words of wisdom that didn't come.
"I can make coffee in the morning, but that's not enough. You need a husband, and I need a dad."
"This is all rather sudden, isn't it?" Her voice was little more than a husky murmur.
"No, I've been thinking about it for a long time."
Danny swiveled his head and pointed behind him.
"Hey, Mom, you just missed the school."
"Darn." She flipped on her turn signal and moved into the right lane with only a fleeting glance in her rearview mirror.
"Mom, watch out!"
Danny shrieked, just as her rear bumper barely missed the front end of an expensive foreign car. Dory swerved out of its path, narrowly avoiding a collision. The driver of the other car blared his horn angrily and followed her when she pulled into a side street that would lead her back to the grade school.
"The guy you almost hit is following you, Mom, and boy, does he look mad!"
"Great." Dory's fingers tightened around the steering wheel. This day was going from bad to worse. Still looking behind him, Danny continued his commentary.
"Now he's writing down your license plate number."
"Wonderful. What does he plan to do? Make a citizen's arrest?"
"He can do that?"
Danny returned his attention to his flustered mother.
"Yep, and he looks like the type who would."
Judging by the hard, uncompromising face that briefly met hers in the rearview mirror, the deep-set dark eyes had narrowed, and the thick, equally dark hair was styled away from his face, revealing the harsh contours of his craggy features. He wasn't what could be called handsome, but his masculinity was blatant and forceful. A man's man was the term that came to mind.
"I recognize him," Danny said thoughtfully. "At least I think I do. Who is he?"
Dory took a right-hand turn and eased to a stop in front of Cascade View Elementary. The man in the BMW pulled to a stop directly behind her and got out of his car.
"He looks familiar,"
Danny commented a second time, his wide brow furrowed in concentration.
"But I don't know from where."
Squaring her shoulders, Dory reluctantly opened the car door and climbed out. She brushed a thick swatch of auburn hair off her shoulder as she walked back to meet the tall, formidable man waiting for her. His impeccable suit and expensive leather shoes made him all the more intimidating. His eyes tracked her movements. They were interesting and arresting eyes in a face that looked capable of forging an empire, or slicing her to ribbons with one arch of a brow. Dory was determined not to let him unnerve her. Although she indicated with her hand that Danny should stay by the car, he seemed to think she'd need him for protection. She didn't have time to argue.
"I don't appreciate being followed."
She decided taking the offensive was her best defense.
"And I don't appreciate being driven off the road."
"I apologize for that, but you were in my blind spot. And when I went to change lanes..."
"You didn't even look."
"I most certainly did,"
Dory said, her voice gaining volume. For the first time, she noticed a large brown stain on his suit jacket. The beginnings of a smile edged up the corners of her mouth.
"Just what do you find so amusing?" he demanded harshly.
Dory cast her eyes to the pavement. "I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be rude."
"The most polite thing you can do is stay off the road."
Hands on her hips,